Hachette Audio presents Living with the Monks, What Turning Off My Phone Taught Me About Happiness, Gratitude, and Focus. Written and read by Jesse Itzler.
This book is dedicated to my Grandma Sylvia and Grandma Fanny. Wish we could have one meal together. Author's note. I lived at a monastery and kept a detailed diary of my time there. The experience greatly impacted many areas of my life in a positive way. Some people who read my first book, Living with a Seal, emailed me to say they wanted to do my next adventure with me. I would have loved to, but this was a personal journey. I had to do it alone. Plus, I don't expect anyone to leave their families, their daily lives, and go live with monks. And now you don't have to. I did it for you. Removing yourself from the overstimulated world we live in can be difficult, so you must consider the withdrawal symptoms that may occur. Like any activity involving deep thought and introspection, some of the events in Living with the Monks may cause side effects like calmness, being present, and feeling super alive. And those side effects can become addictive, so all readers should take full responsibility when living a more vibrant life. Some of the events in this book have been recalled from memory, and in some cases may have been compressed to convey the substance of what occurred or was said. Some of the dialogue might not be verbatim, and I tried to keep the time sequence of my events in order. That said, it's possible things occurred either earlier or later in reality than they do in the story. Roger that. Scratch that. Namaste. At the 100 Mile Man. He that is taught only by himself has a fool for a master. Ben Jonson. Part 1. In the Beginning. Ding, beep, buzz. Ding. A text alert goes off. I open my eyes, and with a glance, I check to make sure my wife, Sarah, is still sleeping. Check. It's still dark out, and the only illumination in our bedroom is my glowing phone. Carefully, I roll over to my side and reach toward the nightstand to find it. I need 2 tickets to the Hawks game tonight, the text says. I got you, I text back. As I sink back into bed, I pull the covers over my head to eliminate the brightness of my phone. I don't want to wake Sarah. I quickly refresh my email to see what's come in my inbox during the 5 hours I was sleeping. Too many. I swipe it away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?